Chapter 34. I moved to New York via New Jersey. I arrived at Kennedy Airport in Queens, New York at around midnight or so, and when I arrived there, it was sort of like, now what? Spur of the moment can be a great way to live and truly has its advantages, but it also has its drawbacks. Arriving in New York at midnight without a plan and without money is not a good thing. I had very little money, and you just can't move into Manhattan with very little money. And since I knew no one in New York, I decided to call my grandparents, my dad's parents, who lived in New Jersey, around 30 minutes by bus from Manhattan. And the proof that I hadn't thought this thing at all prior to my arrival is that if I had, I would have called my grandparents from Paris and set it up then. But I hadn't thought that far ahead. Can you imagine calling your grandparents right out of the blue at midnight after all these years and announcing that you're at Kennedy Airport and can I live with you guys for a while? I mean, they hadn't seen or heard it from me in years. Plus, I wasn't all that popular with the family, i.e. the drinking and divorces and the disappearance. At the time, I wasn't thinking about all that stuff. I needed a place to stay, so I made the call and my grandpa answers the phone. And I had obviously woken him up, and he says, "Hello?" And I say, "Grandpa, it's me, Brad. I'm at Kennedy Airport." And he says, "Who?" And I say, "Brad, your grandson. I'm at Kennedy Airport." And he says, and I'll never forget this as long as I live, he says, "Okay, I'll leave the door open." No conversation, no questions, just, "I'll leave the door open." Is that cool or what? No fanfare, no shock, no questions, just, "I'll leave the door open." Everyone on the Kerner side of the family always thought that my grandpa Kerner was a square. You know, not cool. The same old pea green car, the same old clothes, the same old guy who worked at Boring Prudential as an accountant for 49 years. But they were wrong. Cool cars, cool clothes, a cool job, those things have nothing to do with cool. Real cool is how you react to things. And in my book, for how this so-called square handled my calling from Kennedy Airport after all those years, with my lousy reputation and with no prior warning, that's real cool. In fact, he was a stud for not missing a beat and telling me he'd leave the door open. That's as cool as it gets, my friends. He didn't even blink. I'm still in awe of that response. I love you, Grandma and Grandpa, and I think of you all the time, and I'm 100% certain that in spirit, you're still with me. I miss you every single day. So anyway, I took a bus from Kennedy Airport to the Port Authority in Manhattan, then onto another bus and down through the Hudson Tunnel and on into New Jersey, getting off the bus in Union at about 1 a.m., where I proceeded to put on my roller skates and skate on into 324 Huguenot Avenue, where the door was open. And I went in and right up to my father's old room where he slept when he was a kid, got in bed, and went to sleep. No fanfare, no questions, no judgments, no big deal. I would end up living at my grandparents' house in Union, New Jersey for the next 2 months before moving into Manhattan. I had made the decision that I would go into Manhattan every single day, just like I was commuting to work. And I lived up to that. I would wake up early, say my goodbyes, then skate those few blocks to the bus station, bus it to the Port Authority in Manhattan, and then do my thing. And my thing at that time was to get an acting headshot, get an agent, sign up for acting school, find some work, and find an apartment. Here's my grandparents' house where I stayed at 324 Huguenot Avenue, Union, New Jersey, back in 1986. I miss you, Grandma and Grandpa.